Now, I know Paul Washer says, I learned this from Brett Sherman. I know Paul Washer, who's ever heard of Paul Washer, this heretic that's preaching all over, and he's really popular among Baptists, and oh man, I can't believe that I named the name. Kind of like Paul named the names, Alexander, Hymenaeus, Hermogenes, Philetus, Diotrephes. Hey, Paul named the names of the heretics of his day. I'll name the names of the heretics of our day. Paul Washer, who believes that salvation is by begging God, you have to beg God for days or weeks on end to be saved, and you have to turn away from all your sins, and if you just believed in the past, you know, past tense, you know, it has to continue, or I guess you lose your salvation. It's basically what he teaches. I don't care how he tries to lie about it and disguise it, that's the truth. Paul Washer said this, there's no such thing as a carnal Christian. That's his famous quote. There's no such thing. I'm going to borrow some of your sermon, is that all right? There's no, what chapter was that in? First Corinthians chapter 3. Go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. This part of the sermon has been sponsored in part by bread. But anyway, he said, there's no such thing as a carnal Christian. There's no such thing as a fleshly, worldly Christian. Well, let's see if the Bible agrees with Paul Washer. It says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1, and I, brethren, could not speak... Who's he talking to? The brethren. People that are saved, right?
Right.
He said, and I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto what? Babes in Christ. So these are baby Christians, right? They're new believers. But he said here... But see, here's what you got to understand. He's not talking to new believers. Here's what you got to... Because they'll say, well, you know, when you first get saved, you might be carnal, but you're going to be a pastor. He's not talking to new believers. He said, I had to talk to you as if you were newborn babes in Christ. Do you see that? They've been saved for a long time. And he says, you're still a baby. He said in Hebrews chapter 5, for when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of Christ, and have become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. But look, keep reading. He said, I've not fed you with milk. He said, I've fed you with milk and not with meat. For hitherto ye were not able to bear it. Neither yet now are ye able, for ye are yet carnal. He's saying you're still, the word yet means still, you're still carnal. Years and years have gone by, you're still a baby. You're still a little baby of a Christian. You're a carnal Christian. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, Paul Washer. And it says, for ye are yet carnal, verse 3. He says it again. For whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? So he says again, you're carnal, you're carnal, you're carnal, you're carnal. And yet Paul Washer stands up and says, there's no such thing as carnal. Maybe it's because he preaches out of the New American Standard Version. Yeah. Maybe it's because he doesn't have a King James Bible.
Right.
Maybe it's because he's not a real Baptist. I don't know why. You figure out why. You tell me why. I don't know why he's preaching this kind of garbage. But the point is, there is such thing as a carnal.